All right, I'll give you guys the injury report. Khalif Barnes was full in practice. Tyvon Branch was limited. Mike Brazel was full. Jason Hunter was full practice. Rashad Jennings was full practice. Nick Casa was limited with a concussion. Darren McFadden did not practice. Denarius Moore was limited in practice. C.O. Moore was limited in practice with a neck. Tony Pashos was full participation in practice. And Jeremy Stewart and Vance Walker did not practice today. Jeremy with the ankle and Vance Walker with the concussion. So we're hard at work preparing for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a very good football team that we're playing. And we know what the challenges are in facing them. You look at them offensively, they've really been explosive in the last few weeks. They've scored a lot of points and been able to move the ball, you know, against some pretty good teams. You know, they came out and played really well last week, you know, really in all phases of the game against the Washington Redskins in a tough environment and a, you know, tough situation there with the snow and the weather. And we just know that it's going to be a huge challenge. Andy Reid's done a great job with that team. It's a playoff caliber team, and we're going to have to be ready to play. But we're excited about it. You know, we want to get a chance to measure ourselves up against these guys. It was a tight game last time. And we know the things that we have to do to, you know, hopefully sway that outcome in our favor. So guys are continuing to work hard and continuing to compete, and we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Any chance that McFadden's back this week? Or?
Well, I'd say there's a chance. I don't know how good that chance is. I think we'll see. You know, a lot of it's probably going to, you know, if he's able to do anything tomorrow would be a good sign. If not, then it's probably doubtful.
So you expect him to play before the season's over?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. You know, he's getting closer. But, you know, again, we're right at the end. So,
yeah.
You know, we've got to, you know, either he's going to be able to go or he's not. And that'll be something that we'll continue to evaluate.
How much was Denarius able to do? And is he?
I thought he moved around pretty good. I haven't had a chance to talk to him after practice to see how he was feeling. But you know, I thought he did some pretty good things out there and was able to be, you know, functional. It's a matter of, you know, really how does he respond tomorrow? And if he continues to respond positively, then I think there's a chance he could be available Sunday.
Does he have full mobility in the shoulder?
Yeah, I don't know if I could answer that question. I don't really know that. But, you know, like I said, he was out there running around and catching footballs, and, you know, I didn't see a lot of limitation.
Four losses that you've had, most recent ones, I guess the third down problems are like it's like well over 50%. And the one game you won, Houston was like 2 for 16. What is there a common denominator in what the problems are on third down? Is it the tackling or the coverage or both? Or
no, I mean, listen, I think it really boils down to you know, those teams out executed us in those particular situations. That's an area that we had made. You know, we didn't start out the year playing great third down defense. We went through a stretch in the middle of the year where we played pretty good. And then, you know, we've gone through a stretch in these last four games, or at least three of the last four games, where we haven't been as good on third down. And I think that's the difference between, you know, being able to win these games and not, you know, and staying on the field a lot longer on defense. So it's been an area of emphasis. It's going to continue to be an area of emphasis because we need to be able to get off the field on third down. And when we do, you know, we've played pretty good defense. When we haven't, we've struggled. So that's an area that we got to get better at.
You guys have done a good job the last few years against Jamal Charles. What have you been able to do to limit him?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, number one, you got to understand where he is on the field at all times. A lot of times you face these runners that are just effective as running backs, but they really don't give you a whole lot in the passing game. But this is a guy that, you know, in both areas, he's extremely explosive. So, number one, we got to understand where he's at. They do a lot of different things with him. They get him the ball out of the backfield. They also flex him out, and you know, he really runs routes like a wide receiver out there when he gets out there wide. So we got to understand the things that they like to do with him and how they want to get him the ball. And when they do get him the ball, we got to get 11 hats around the ball because, as with all great running backs, you know, it's hard for the first guy to get him on the ground all the time. So it's going to take a great effort, a swarming effort by our defense, and we're going to have to play really fast and really aggressive.
Talib Ali's been pretty good against this team, even against Jared in the past. Why is it that he seems to be so effective?
He's a good player.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Pro Bowl player. Yeah. You know, and generally those guys that are Pro Bowl players, they affect the game, and they're tough to block. I think when you look at their defense overall, I think they're solid all the way through. I mean, I think their front is very stout. Their linebackers are very aggressive. They've got a great pass rush, and I think they do a great job in coverage with the guys that they have back there. They like to be aggressive. They like to play a lot of man-to-man type of coverages. So, you know, it'll be important for us to be able to win our one-on-one matchups on the edges, and we'll have to do a great job in protection against these guys.
Well, Mark Houston said after the Dallas game that he thought he played the worst game he'd ever played. And then as far as the Jets, I don't know if the Jets game might have been marginally better, but I don't think he's been the force the last two games that he's been at some other points. Is he healthy, or are other teams blocking him with extra blockers, or what's going on with him, you think?
No, as you go through a season, you're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have some games that you don't play as well as you do in others. I thought he made progress in the Jets game. Obviously we weren't, they did a better job of getting the ball out a little bit quicker, and so getting to the quarterback was a little bit harder to do in that game. But I'm pleased with where Lamar's at. He's got to continue to work, continue to play, and he will. I think he's done a great job for us this year, and I expect for him to finish out the season strong.
2 weeks of practice for Tyvon. Does it look like he might actually get into the game this weekend?
I don't know. I think it's still questionable whether he'll be ready to go or not.
What makes that return game so good?
Well, two things. I think they do a great job of blocking. Obviously their special teams coordinator's done a great job in the league. They did a great job when he was there in Chicago. They understand what they're doing. I think they got some explosive returners. So when you do a good job of blocking, and I think sometimes when you have those explosive returners like that, there's a little bit of a sense of urgency of the guys up front to block for them, because they know that at any point in time they could spring one. And when you look at, you look at this team and some of the things that are, maybe a little bit hidden, but, they've scored, I think it's 10, non-offensive touchdowns, miscellaneous touchdowns, whether it be fumble recoveries, interception returns, punt or kickoff returns. And those are areas that we've got to make sure we're on point on those, because those are the things that turn a game around. So we got to do a great job, with our coverage units of taking their returners out of the game.
Important is it to for you guys to get a win against a real quality team? I mean, I don't think you've had a win against a team with a winning record last 2 years. To go to take out a team that's 9-3 and 10-3 on its way to the playoffs, what would that do for the program?
Oh, I think that'd be a huge step for us. I don't think we can get too much focused on that. I think we just really got to worry about, we got to go out and execute our responsibilities and do the things that we're capable of doing. If we're able to do that, and we're able to do that for four quarters, then we'll see how the game turns out. But I think we really got to focus a lot more on, what we're doing and things that we have to do to try to be successful on Sunday.
You guys had a lot of success early in the season with disguise looks on defenses and blitzes. I think teams are kind of cut up a little bit with you guys as far as that goes, or?
I don't know whether teams have caught up. We haven't been as effective in the last couple of games, and being able to do the things that we want. And really, it's more of a consistency issue because first half of the Dallas game, I thought we played really well on defense. And then not as well, on the last two-minute drive in the second half. And then, obviously I didn't think we played as well as we're capable of playing against the Jets. So our job is to, just like I talked about Lamar, sometimes you're not going to play as well as you have in other games. Our job is to put that one behind us, learn from the mistakes. Let's move on. Let's get ready to go play Kansas City.
If you do get more back, would you have Holmes go into the slot? He's played some there. Is that the shift that would happen?
Yeah, I mean, if we're able to get him back, I think that helps. I think, with him and Streeter and Andre Holmes and Jacoby Ford, I think we've got, some weapons that we can use at wide receiver.
Tricky is it to navigate the whole idea of playing a second quarterback and, having a prearranged series for him or two, when the other guy might be going well, that kind of thing. I know you want to get
yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the quarterback's a unique position. And I think where we're at with the quarterback position is a little bit unique in that, you know, we've got two guys that we feel good about. Obviously, you know, Matt McGloin, I think, has come in and played, you know, really well, you know, especially for being a young player like he is. But yet, you know, Terrell at times has played really well, too, and he's an offensive weapon. So, you know, we're just trying to utilize our talent, the guys that we have in that locker room, trying to do whatever we feel like gives us a chance to have some success. And, you know, when we put Terrell in the game, you know, we were able to move the ball down the field. We were able to get a field goal out of it. And then, you know, Matt McGloin responded and played well in the second half. So I think the trickier thing is when if those things aren't predetermined, you know, exactly what you want to do within the game plan and it's sprung on the quarterback on game day, that I think is a little bit harder to deal with.
When you evaluate Terrell on the season, do you take into account the O-line problems he had when he was playing? Or?
Well, we take into account all of it, you know. The evaluation process, like I said, it's not one-dimensional. There's a lot of factors that go involved in it. We look at the whole picture.